We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There you go. Not the best, but it's terrific song. What won for you guys yesterday with catchy song? I heard that at the start, and then
we picked Celebration for obvious reasons.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
Catchy and the show connect.
I mean, I'd have to think about it all. You know, there's a lot of different ways to go, but it's a good one. This one's good, too. Jetta Camera and John Ritchie.
Today's show is brought to you by the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or visit parkscasino.com/PA.
Hey, something you might not know about us here at WIP, we're part of a bigger company. It's not just 94WIP. We're home to the industry's most influential collection of broadcasts and digital content, podcasts. I tell you all the time, check out the podcast, premium live experiences. We're the biggest podcast company in the world. Seltzer's got a podcast with our company, and the biggest sports radio company in the world, the biggest news audio company in the world, and the biggest talk company. We're now part of a new brand called Odyssey. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the coming weeks and months. Radio.com is now Odyssey. That's right. Radio.com, which we've told you about many times, is now Odyssey. If you already have the Radio.com app, and John, how many people, James, during the pandemic, so many people got the Radio.com app, had it before, but so many new people got it during the shutdown, working from home. Hey, this is so easy. I can have my phone. I'm at home. Maybe I'm working. Maybe I'm not. Listen to our station or any of the stations that we have on radio.com. Well, keep that app because it automatically changes to Odyssey. It's awesome. If you don't, well, now you know. It's a great time. If you didn't know, a great time to have the Odyssey app. You can get it today if you've never downloaded it before. It's all the audio that matters. Part audio, part audacious, part Odyssey. It's Odyssey. And we're happy.
Odyssey.
You like that name, don't you, John?
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's audacious. It's an adventure. It's an Odyssey. And it's powerful. We're very happy, of course, to be working for Odyssey. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Terrence right now in North Philly. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Terrence, where have you been?
Man, I've been around. I don't get in the car too often. Going back to that radio.com, when I get a chance to listen in the house, I can. But I'm a big listener in the car, and I haven't been driving too much lately.
Well, it's great to hear you, man.
Thank you. Well, Terrence, we love your phone calls.
Little man, thank you. And I love calling. I love you guys. And I got two topics that I want to touch on. First, Joe, I think you're crazy for wanting to give up all them assets for Russell Wilson, especially right now.
Yep.
I'm more or less, I would be okay with making a move of that magnitude once we realize Jalen Hurts is not it.
Yes.
I mean, get a kid a chance. And if next season, next off season, you know, you feel that way, then you got the assets.
All right, all right, Terrence, a couple things. There is, I believe, a flaw in that argument. And I would agree with you if there wasn't a flaw, but here's the flaw. It is historically not easy to get a franchise quarterback, let alone a Hall of Famer, if you don't have one. Now, I know there's the thought process that with players, maybe some NBA mentality coming in the NFL, quarterbacks might start changing teams more. I understand there's the belief that it might start becoming easier, but I don't think it's going to become easy. Let's start with that. I don't think it's going to be easy. You know, I remember the end of Randall, and it was time to move on 95, even though he reemerged 3 years later with Minnesota. when it was time to move on, you know, the Eagles went into the wilderness there for a couple years. And, you know, you got your Detmer, then you got your other Detmer, then you got your Hoyne. And it wasn't until, you know, Donovan, and that was, you know, 4 years later. It's not easy to just say, okay, now we're going to try, okay, let's go get one, and then go get one a month later. I mean, you might not have one for 4 or 5 years.
But see, at the end of the day, Russell Wilson may still be available next season.
Maybe, but maybe
if
not.
They don't get the haul that they're looking for now. At the end of the day, like, to go back to the Tampa Bay reference, Tampa Bay was a built team. A quarterback was plug and play. We're not there yet. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and this brings me to my second topic, looking forward to the draft. If we can get one of those top receivers, and even I'll settle for Kyle Pitts, if we can get an Asante Samuel Jr. in the second round, if we can get a Jabril Cox in the third round, or Zaven Collins-Fulton, if we could build our team through this current draft, that I could feel confident making a move like that. Why would you take Russell Wilson from a bad situation to a worse situation mm-hmm. in the current state of this team? It doesn't make sense.
Yep. This team's nowhere close to being a quarterback away from competing for a Super Bowl.
But if we hit on three of our first four picks, our first three picks have to be instant contributors, have to be starters, have to be ready to play. If we can hit on our first three of our first four picks, I would be more confident in making a move of that magnitude.
Okay, Terrence, give me a great use of a song in a movie.
All right, this might go over y'all head a little bit, especially you, Joe.
Come on, man. Come on, Terrence.
But Closing Time, if you remember the movie No Strings Attached, Closing Time, when they did the flash dance at the end of that movie, I thought that was pretty dope.
All right, you got it, man. Terrence, is that the Closing Time, that one? Is that what we're dealing with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think. It's hard to tell.
Come on. You didn't think by my rendition that you knew which song I was singing? I don't know the next line. It makes it harder to continue to sing it.
But as usual.
I can start with closing time, something else, and then a third thing as
Nailing
well.
It.
Not so bad. Not so bad. Yeah.
As wow, Joe.
Who was it that said it? It was Rock. He said to Clubber Lang in Rocky III, not so bad. He's so tough.
Do you think he would be able to get through a week without doing Rocky quotes?
No.
No.
It's just impossible.
I don't think he'd do one day without it.
No.
Jimmy, I do think it's notable that Joe, who knows no lyrics to any song, knows all the lyrics to Celine Dion.
It is notable. That's the word for it.
In my dreams.
How is that possible?
I see you. I feel you. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Actually.
Oh,
that's pretty bad. Really Let's go bad. To Gerard right now in
Nauseating.
Delaware. Maybe not as bad as something I saw in a series of headlines recently. We'll get to that shortly. Gerard in Delaware. What's up, Gerard? Yo, Gerard. All right, not ready to roll. We go to Derek in Paoli. Derek, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Derek.
Hey, Joe, I want to thank you for something because when you beat the hammer, right?
Yep.
When you win. And they play that, when you start doing all that bang, 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 right? No matter how bad of a day I'm having, it kind of like picks me up. I was at a funeral, right? Speaking of the WIP app, I was at a funeral, and I put my AirPod in at 12 o'clock. Just in time to hear you go 5 for 5.
Thank you.
Beat the hammer, so it kind of put me in a good mood to hear you say bang.
Well, it put me in a good mood as well, and I'm glad that the celebration that tickled your fancy.
Yeah, Derek, I agree.
Was, I answered all 5 of those questions as they was reading them out. So
that
was definitely my category.
Well, I think we need to get you competing at some point.
We could, but Derek, the thing is, you have, as you just termed it, a category. I have an encyclopedia of categories.
As long as you don't do hockey or baseball, I'm good. Like, I don't really watch baseball or hockey, but football, basketball.
All right.
I'm pretty, you know.
Call up on Friday. Let's
the hammers, yeah. You know what I mean?
Let's see what happens on Friday.
I listen while I'm on the road all day, so I listen to y'all in the truck, man. So
nice.
It's definitely a good show, and you know, I like what y'all got going on.
Thank you, man. Thanks, talk to me on the Eagles. What do you got going here?
So I feel like Russell Wilson, he ran for his life in Seattle last year, right? So if he came here, he'd be doing the same thing. Like, I just feel like we should like try to get some plug and play players in here to see what Jalen Hurts can do before we just mortgage it off. You know, some first-round draft picks for him. Like, that's kind of what I think.
Yeah, it was a mess last year. He was upset. I mean, he was up in arms that he was sacked 47 times last year. And it's incredibly. I know some of these are Carson's fault. Carson was sacked 50 in three quarters of a season. It would be more of the same. He'd be ticked off. And right now we've got all of these assets to start to slowly rebuild this thing. It's a rebuild, whether they want to call it one, whether the owner calls it one and the coach doesn't, and whether the GM doesn't want to say it. It should be a rebuild, and you can't rebuild if you give all these picks away for a guy who's going to be ticked off and unhappy that the team's so bad.
I know in the second round, if he's still in the door, he's a pretty big back, super athletic. I'd like to have him here. We need some Alabama pedigree here.
Oh, that would be tremendous. Derek, give me what you got here. Use of a song and a movie.
I'm going to go with Goodfellas. I'm going to stick with my name. I'm going to go with Derek and the Dominoes. Layla, Goodfellas.
Great answer, but already said. Give me something else.
I'll go with Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Wow.
Oh, great pivot.
Oh, wow.
That might win.
It might. It is a great song. It's one of the great songs of that decade.
Yeah.
2000 to 2010. The way it is
intertwined
in his development,
yeah,
as an artist, where he's trying to he kind of has it in his mind, but he doesn't totally have it. And he's thinking, he's writing some lyrics, and then by the end, bang! It's really, really an amazing answer. That's better, John, than a series of headlines I saw sometime over the weekend. And it's not the headlines per se. It's the story beneath the story. Which is, I believe, John, the NBA has now run amok. And it's going to hurt the Sixers this year, for sure, with this NBA buyout time. You know, you have the trade deadline, and then you have the buyout period. And then you have these guys start changing teams. Like, I'm not happy here. I make millions of dollars. I'll settle for a few million less. I can become a free agent, sign one of the top two or three teams in basketball, go try to win a title and play in the playoffs. And it's like, oh, everyone's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's great. That's great. So, John, over the weekend, swear to God, I saw three straight headlines in a row. The first was, it says, Brooklyn Nets continue to add depth for postseason, agree to deal with LaMarcus Aldridge. Yeah, depth? Yeah, he's a fantastic player. He's not as good as he was like 7 years ago, but he immediately becomes their fourth best player. He's a quality player. So LaMarcus Aldridge to Brooklyn hurts the Sixers. The next headline I see, sources, Los Angeles Lakers front runners to land Andre Drummond. Next headline I see. Now, this is a different type of category. Next headline. With focus on developing young players, Oklahoma City Thunder shut down Al Horford for remainder of the season. They just shut him down. They want to play their young players. He can still play. We know he's not the Al Horford of 7 years ago. We saw that here last year. But he obviously is still a good player. Can play. He's on a team that's not very good. They just say, you know what? I mean, you talk about the Eagles got heat for tanking versus Washington, week 17. They just took one of their best players and said, we won't play him for the next 30 games. We won't play him. Now, I don't know how anybody with their head screwed on straight, with their head screwed on, like, you know, pointing forward, can't recognize that this is not good for basketball. This is not good for the league. I mean, does it help Brooklyn? Yeah, it helps Brooklyn. Okay, good for them. Not good for the Sixers because they didn't grab one of these. Could you imagine the Sixers just added LaMarcus Aldridge? That'd be really cool. Well, they lost that on that sweepstakes. Super team. So you get that whole nonsense. You got the thing where a team's tanking. You got, you know, players this year said, I don't like where I'm at. Get me off this team. I mean, it's bad for business because there's a lot of people out there, and I'm one of them, that say it just doesn't feel like it's like on the up and up. It feels like there's too much backdoor, you know, wheeling and dealing between agents, player and player. Hey, I'm LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm not happy with San Antonio. I make a gazillion bucks, but let's get me out of San Antonio and I'll go right to the front of the line for a team that's going to probably be in the NBA Finals. I just think it's bad for the NBA. John, your reaction?
Well, it's the super team concept. It's what we've become accustomed to. I was encouraged by Godner saying that Sixers fans should be happy with the moves that the Nets have made. He thinks LaMarcus Aldridge is old and not that good anymore.
He'll help them.
But I see. Okay. What about Blake Griffin?
Like now, he won't help them as much.
I don't see Blake Griffin being that big a help. Like almost to the point where he might be a hindrance, where you could have a younger guy out there giving you more on both ends.
Maybe.
Is that the same with LaMarcus Aldridge? Like, yeah, this seems like they've got an embarrassment of riches in Brooklyn. But maybe they don't. Maybe these guys aren't going to mesh well.
Look,
maybe
we'll find out.
Maybe we'll be the better team when it matters.
Well, I doubt it, but I'll say this. The other thing that's so bad about it, it's just a complete, and I mean complete and total, circumvention of the salary cap. I mean, you have a salary cap. It's there to essentially create competitive balance. And now the league set, you know, fosters this environment where a player can just go to his team that isn't going to make the playoffs and say, look, we're not going to make the playoffs. So, you know, you've already spent like $80 million on me, but, you know, let's just cut me a check for three quarters of it for the rest of this year, and then I'll go sign for pennies with the next team. I'm still making the bucks because the team just gave it to me on the way out the door, and now I'll go to a team at the front of the line for the playoffs. That's not competitive balance. I mean, why even have a salary cap then? If you have a salary cap, but you let that happen, it totally distorts what a salary cap is supposed to do.
And circumvents a trade deadline, too.
It does.
You should be trading for that. Like, Andre Drummond should be traded for. Like, I don't think he's the best player ever, but the guy
gets
15 rebounds a game practically.
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
It's just, and obviously I'm ticked because in this case it didn't benefit the Sixers. Obviously, that's the extra layer for all of us here now. But even aside from that, I just think it's bad for the league. And no one can convince me otherwise. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Your chance.
Well, I think it is exciting to think about watching those guys try to come together Brooklyn. Even though they are our major competitor, it is interesting to see an all-star team.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, an all-star team.
It's ridiculous.
Of starters on the court.
It's insane. Your chance to win $1,000 at noon today. And also up ahead at 12:30, we'll talk some Phillies baseball with Ben Davis. 2 days before the start of the season, Ben Davis with us coming up at 12:30 today.
Today's show is brought to you by the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or visit parxcasino.com/PA.
All right, let's talk to Gerard right now in Delaware. Hey, Gerard.
I pay the poor fool that think that we should go get that quarterback out there in Seattle. You know? No, leave him there.
I pity the fool. The pity is the fool. And I'm not talking about Mr. T. I'm talking about you, Gerard.
Hey, listen, Joe. We used to be on good terms, but now spring has hit, and me and Richie are back in alignment. Listen, you're crazy, man. Listen, we need to build this team up. And, John, I didn't get a chance to call in on last week when we were talking about the pitching. I mean, not the pitching, but the automated umpire. Yeah, let's get it right. Joe's crazy.
Yep.
I'm glad that me and you are back on the same lane, John.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling alone supporting Joe. All right.
That must have been awful. I can understand.
Was. Listen, Jordan, it doesn't happen much. I'll take any day I can get your support, but you know.
but really, yo, we need to develop this team and see what Hurts has got. I was kind of mad that we traded back because at the end of the day, even if Hurts isn't the quarterback, we will still have a weapon for the next quarterback. So to me, I think that. You know, I'm a little upset about it, but at the same time, I can see what they're doing. But I would rather have a guaranteed receiver than trade him back.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're going to get a good player at 12. At least you better.
I think you can still get a guaranteed receiver at 12. I think Jalen Waddle could very well be there. I really like him.
No, but when you mean guaranteed, you mean get a I thought you meant a guaranteed good player. I mean –
That's what I mean. I mean a guaranteed good player. I think he's going to be a guaranteed good player.
I've seen enough drafts to know a 12th pick in the draft. Listen, a first pick in the draft can be a bad pick. I mean, 12th pick, you could get it wrong. It does happen.
They should have waited, though? They should have waited until each draft day to see where the players were lining up.
Gerard, let me tell you what I think's happening. I think the fact that they didn't wait and they did it a month before the draft is an indication that they probably are in. Trying to get in, whether it's Russell Wilson or Watson. I mean, I think it's – now, the Watson thing is very complicated, obviously. We all know that. But I think the fact that they made the trade a month before the draft is very, very notable.
Well, can I say this?
Yep.
About Jalen? If Jalen turns out to be good, you're saying you want Russell for the next 5, we'll have Jalen for the next 15. So, to me, it'd be better off to try to put the stock into Jalen, who's the younger quarterback. And if you think he's Russell-esque – then let's see that out.
Well, yeah, that's great if he's great, but I don't think he'll be as great as Russell Wilson. Give me a great use of a song in a movie, Gerard.
Oh, Donkey Shane and Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good answer.
Nice.
I won't say the best, but, you know, but in that movie, if you catch my drift. By the way, you see what I'm saying? You know, and I write all these answers down. You know, we got to track them because at the end of the show, we got to award a winner. How do I spell that?
D-A-N-K-E-S-C-H.
I thought there was a Q in there, no?
No.
John, if you get that right, man.
S-C-H-E-I-N, maybe?
I'd be very, very, very impressed.
Maybe it's a...
All right. We don't really need to break it all down. I was just wondering if you knew.
I got to look that up.
Taking a guess. That's cool. Let's go to Frank in Jacksonville. What's up, Frank?
S-C-H-O-E-N.
Yo, fellas. How we doing?
Doing well, Frank.
That was in solidarity to Tom from Abington, because you like tattletaling on him to Mitch Williams himself was just like, I mean, when people say you're not Philly, that's what that is.
Because
if you did that in any one of your neighborhoods in Philly, you wouldn't walk down the street without a black eye.
Frank, love that you called out the tattletale.
Frank, that was
absolutely not
a tattletale or a snitch. No, let me tell you what happened.
There were multiple
people last week that said to me on the show, and John and James heard it, that when you get a chance to talk to Mitch about this, you better talk to him about it. I didn't want to bring it up to him. Frank, you think I wanted to bring that up to Mitch Williams?
Yeah, you did. I think you were chomping at the bit to do it. You're like, great Mitch calling today. I'm letting Tom have it. Yeah. Anyway, Joe, you know, I love you. You're a great guy, but I hope yesterday wasn't a rainy day, that you were home doing tinfoil art and making like another trophy or something like that to jinx our teams with.
That's a good point.
You put your time to use it.
It looks like he was outside, because you can tell when Joe's been outside because he's red.
Why do you think he gets bright red?
Yes.
I get a little bit like a tomato.
I'm only breaking them for you because I like you, man.
Thank you. And I
love all you guys, man. I mean, you know, James is he's like a great maitre d' at a great restaurant, because when you call, you know, he makes you feel like you're his best buddy. And you know, listening to you guys and talking to you guys, both of you guys do the same thing. So anyway, I enjoyed the show very much. I just want to say the Russell Wilson thing is ridiculous. I mean, we've got so many spots we need to fill. It's not like we're missing that one piece. And that one piece would be Russell Wilson to get us to a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? We're probably not going to see the playoffs for at least 2 years, 3 years. Okay, and I think with three first round picks and the money that we'll be able to have, you know, maybe a little more money we'll have next year or the next 2 years. I think it's just rebuilding time. It's just that time. It's not time to go get that perennial Pro Bowler, that the future Hall of Famer, who's towards the end of his career.
No, he's not. He's in the middle. He's in the middle of his career.
He's how old is he? He's 32, right?
32.
Yeah.
32. So, I mean, what do you – I mean,
he'll be 33 this season.
All right. Maybe I was wrong there. But I just don't see how spending that way would – really do anything for our future, like
a lot of scared people
because then we've got a great quarterback
and nothing else
to build with over the next couple years.
Look, it may be old school to say this, like, you know, pitching wins World Series or defenses win Super Bowls, but you know, because the games have changed, okay? But still, when you got a solid – look at the Bucks, okay? Look what their defense allowed that offense to do.
Yeah, and if they don't have Tom Brady, they don't sniff the Super Bowl. I mean, they might not even make the playoffs. That's the way it is, man.
But look at that defense. Anyway, my point, I don't agree with the Russell Wilson.
Give me a song in a movie. Man. Great use of a song, Frank.
I'm going to say from Caddyshack, I'm All Right, Kenny Loggins.
All right. You got it, man.
Yeah.
I would say not the best use of a song in that movie.
I
like Rodney dancing out there on the fairway.
I feel like the I'm All Right one, it reminds me of a part of the movie that I thought was the weakest part.
Okay.
So I don't really like that answer because of that.
Yeah, I would generally agree. Hey, up ahead, your chance to win $1,000. $1,000, your opportunity next. Also, I need a ruling from Richie on not one, but two, uniform issues. That's right, uniform issues, and how it ties into the show. What's the deal? We'll tell you next. Yoda Cameron, John Rich on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.